Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of these tired old methods that we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. Once again, that's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Matthew Rhoda. Matthew is a man of God, a follower of Jesus, a husband, a father, a peaceful warrior, and a business owner. He owns and is president of Lead by Example Marketing, a faith-driven marketing agency. Matthew has a loving and beautiful wife, Helen, and four precious children, Caroline, Amelia, Lily, and Miles. Matthew, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
Awesome, man. I appreciate you having me, Josh. I would say know what you want as precisely as possible, like what you want to accomplish and why. And I say that because I've been an agency owner for almost 15 years now, a little over 15 years, and it took me about 14 and a half years to figure out really what I wanted to do with the agency. And it caused a lot of inner turmoil and chasing shiny objects and a whole bunch of headaches that I probably could have avoided had I really known deep down, like in alignment, what I wanted from the business that I was building.
And it's I just laugh because I know exactly what you're talking about. You do something for so long, and then suddenly you're just like, it all clicks at the last minute, you know, and you're like, what have I been doing?
It's like
And
it's been
so
so clear to me.
what was that click that happened for you 14 and a half years after starting?
Yeah, so I'm fortunate to be friends with a lot of other agency owners, and I follow a lot of successful people on social media, and it's always like the dream is painted as like this big company. Like you gotta have a big company, 100 plus clients, make millions of dollars. And like that's what success equaled to me for 14 and a half years. And I was like trying to figure out how to achieve that. And in my life and in my bio, like I list those things of like who I am and what I do in that specific order because my God, like God and my family, they come first. And building a business is important to me so I can support them and help others, but it's like third on the list. And I had a call with my coach. This was probably about 3, 6 months ago. And I was in the whole headspace of like, why am I not making millions of dollars yet? Why is my agency not huge yet? And she was just like, well, you don't work enough. And like in the moment, I was offended by it. And I was like, I work a lot. Like I wake up early, like I do the stuff. Like, yes, I do. And then I went into kind of like reflection on that later that day. And what I realized is to build, a multi-million dollar agency, and I started over in 2024, so I'm about a year into this, I'd have to work like 60, 70, 80 hour weeks. Like it doesn't just happen. Like you don't just wake up one day and have a multi-million dollar agency. And I don't want to work 60, 70, 80 hour weeks because I want to spend as much time with my family as possible. Like I want to work 30, 40 hour weeks max. So it was just this like, oh, like my priority is my family. It's not actually to build a multi-million dollar agency because if that truly was my priority, I'd have to work 2 to 3 times the amount that I'm doing right now. And I don't want that. So when I finally realized, like, oh, what I actually want is to build a business that supports me and my family and makes me like a good, healthy amount of money, but it supports me and my family is the number one priority, not it's a big thing for the sake of having it be a big thing. And when I had that, I was just like, all the angst and like, what am I doing wrongs of the world just like floated away. And I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I just have been focused on wanting something that I don't really want. And now that I know what I don't want, which is to spend 80 hours a week working and pulling me away from my family, it all, like, all that big dream seems irrelevant at this point. So I got a lot of
Interesting.
peace. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing that I heard about that is when somebody tells you you're not working enough, it's not so much that you're not working enough. It's that the work that you're doing is not producing the result that you want.
Yep.
And that's another, I think, important lesson that you can pull from this. And we tend to fill our days with things that make us feel good and comfortable,
Yep.
not necessarily the things that help us grow.
Exactly right. Yep.
And could you talk a little bit about some realizations that you've had there?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, took me 14 and a half years plus a couple months to come to this. Like, delegation is extremely important. I've never been good at it. I've always thought, like, I can do it better than anybody else. Like, I'll just get it done. And literally this month, yesterday was like the first day that I was laser focused. I delegated certain tasks that I knew I didn't want to do that usually drag 2, 3 weeks into the month. And it was the most productive day I've ever had, like, in work. And I finished the day and I was like, I feel so peaceful and, like, light about everything that I'm doing right now, because I was able to focus on stuff that was actually moving the needle and not the busy work that I felt I had to do that I didn't really have to do. So I'm now looking at my time from a perspective of, like, okay, like, how can I arrange my, like, days of the week and then times of the month? Like, the first 2 days of the month, these are the tasks I got to get done. And then once they're done, that frees up the next 10 days to do these things. And once that's done, and I'm looking at how I can shift things around in my daily routine and weekly and monthly routine that allows me to, like, compress time and get all the stuff that used to take a month get done within, like, 7 or 10 days. And I used to think it's probably not doable, and it's why I feel like I'm burning out mid-month, end of the month. And now I'm quickly realizing, like, it's not just doable, it's very doable. It just takes intentionality and, like, the discipline to stick to what you said you're going to do on those days.
You mean I got to do what I say I'm going to do?
Exactly. Not get
Ooh.
distracted. Yep.
Oh, yeah, but it's so much more fun
Painful.
to just change my mind every 5 seconds.
Exactly. Yeah. Go back to Facebook and scroll for a second, which turns into 8 minutes, and you're like, what am I doing here? Like,
It's dark outside
I
now,
wasn't supposed to
literally.
be here right now. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, right. I get up. I've done this. I've gotten up, had like a Sunday off, everybody's gone. I've got the time to myself. I'm like, all right, man. I'm going to get so much done, and then before you know it, it's like, oh wow, this is an uninhabited island 3,000
Yeah.
miles off the coast
Yeah,
of
exactly.
Australia.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is
And then
so
like,
cool. Yep.
yeah. And then like the day's over.
Yeah, completely it, man. It's
Facebook know how to get you.
yeah. Yep. Shiny objects everywhere.
And so talk to us about, your marketing agency. Who does it serve, and why did you choose that path? Because there's a lot of marketing agency is kind of like this big broad term. Is there a certain thing that you do? Is there a certain type of business that you serve?
So we focus on local SEO is kind of our bread and butter. We also do a lot of new website design development projects, and they kind of are interchangeable. Like, I don't like working with a business for local SEO that doesn't have a good website, because they're just wasting money if I'm sending qualified traffic to a site that doesn't convert. So those two a lot of times go hand in hand. And our ideal clients really are, like, home service-based businesses, roofers, remodeling contractors, clients, businesses that serve homeowners in some form or another, HVAC companies, because I always say it's really easy to get them significant ROI if they're spending a couple thousand bucks a month and one roof, $15,000, $17,000 job, and it's not all profit, but you get a couple roofs per month, and it's like we just 3x, 5x, 10x our investment. So that's really the space that we like to play in. And what got me into it was, after college, I went to say I'm in Pennsylvania, but I went out to San Diego for 5 years, and I learned SEO in 2007 and 8, kind of before it was a big thing and everybody was doing it. And it just was just like this wow factor experience of, like, you can do stuff to get a website to show up on Google. Like, how cool is that? And then as Google became Google and, like, took over the internet, I was like, oh, how important that is to be able to show up when someone searches for your product or service. And now I know how to do that. So it really just sparked an interest in that specific modality. And I've just learned more and more about it, gotten better and better at it over the last, I guess, 15 years now, and just love helping businesses grow.
That's awesome. And what are some of the changes that you've seen? Obviously, SEO has changed tremendously in 15 years, but just in the last couple of years, it's changed dramatically. What are some of the things that people need to do now in order to be competitive in organic rankings?
Yeah, it's content, content, content is like the content is king, is what was said in 2008 when I first started learning about it. And it still really is true, but it's quality, useful, relevant content. It's not just, using ChatGPT to spit out 100 blogs a month just for the sake of having 100 blogs on your month every month, on your website every month. Google Business Profile is a huge asset that a lot of businesses sleep on. We optimize that. We monitor that every month, every week for our clients. We look at those results, and that's generating a lot of website clicks, but also a lot of phone call conversions for our clients. Backlinking is important. It's not as important as it used to be, but if you're going to get backlinks, make sure they're like high quality links from traffic, from websites that get traffic, that are, do follow links, like all those basic elements to make sure it's a good quality backlink. And then I've always said, and I'll continue to say, like the on-site optimization is probably, if someone signs up with us and we do the on-site optimization, so the meta tags, the content, the headlines, making sure that there's no like broken pages, all like the technical stuff of a website. If we just do that for someone and then they never do the monthly stuff after that, they'll still see their rankings jump pretty high because that foundational piece is so important. So it's what we do in month one is like all on-site optimization, making sure all the technical issues are fixed. And then after that, it's the blogs, it's the city and service pages, it's the backlinking, it's the audits, it's all that stuff. But if you're doing all that stuff and the foundation isn't as strong as it needs to be, you're just going to spend time spinning your wheels on it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And so if somebody's out there and they run an agency and they're looking to expand their reach and pick up more clients, what are some suggestions you have for closing those big ticket deals?
Really knowing like who you are and why you do what you do, and be able to like articulate that to the client, the potential client that you're talking to. For me, it's also I'm extremely intentional and focused on like the deliverables and being able to share those with the client, because there's so much vagueness in our industry. Like you can get a proposal. Some of my potential clients, they'll share other proposals with me and I'll look at it. I'm like, I've been doing this 15 years. I have no idea what they're going to do for you. It's so vague. It's like content creation. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, Facebook management. I'm like, I have no idea what that means. Like, there's so much vagueness. So when someone signs up, or, I'm talking with somebody about signing up with us, I share the blueprint with them, which is like month one, here's the 17 different things we're going to do. Month two, here's the 12 things we're going to do. And not just what we're going to do, but like how much we're going to do it. So for Facebook posts, it's 12 organic posts per month with a custom graphic for everyone. For reputation management, it's checking every day. Like it's very granular what we're doing. So for me, it's important to get like the expansion, to get in front of people so they know what you do. But more important is knowing that once you're in front of that person, how you're going to interact with them, build trust, form a relationship, and then really show them what you're capable of doing, and then hold yourself accountable to that through reporting and all that stuff.
Love it. Makes sense. And so tell us a little bit, who is a good target for you? Who can you help the most, and how can they connect with you?
Yeah, so any home service-based business and attorneys, I didn't mention them initially, but we work with a couple different attorneys, workers' comp, criminal, family law type of attorneys, and we get them really, really good results. So I'd say HVAC, home remodeling companies, roofing and siding, people in those specific industries, painting. We have a lot of success in those industries, keep our clients for years and years and years at a time because the ROI is so good, and we treat them like family and they feel like family. So they're long-term relationships that we build. The best way to get a hold of me would just go to leadbyexamplemarketing.com, our website. And then we've got a phone number there you can call or text, and we've got a contact form that you can fill out, and you'd hear from me within hours after that.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Matthew Rota, for coming on and sharing a little bit about what it takes to close those big ticket deals in the marketing agency. For those of you who want to learn more, if you're in home services or you're an attorney and you want to talk about getting some higher rankings and better results for your website, you can go to leadbyexamplemarketing.com. If you're an agency, coach, professional service provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. See you later.